Hello, my name is Fleur O'Hare and I am the narrator of this newsletter. I am the Consumer Involvement and Advocacy Lead at the Centre for Eye Research Australia and Cerulea Clinical Trials. I will refer to both of these organisations as the CIRA Group. Welcome to the first edition of the Partnership Post, the bi-yearly newsletter specifically for members of our consumer program. It hopes to give you some updates on some of our partnership activities and also just keep you in the loop of what's happening across the CIRA Group. In the last month, I have tried to touch base with each of you to provide an update on our activities. I've also asked you about your main interest areas as a consumer and spoke to you about our focus on creating research partnerships at the same time that project partnerships are taking off. So in other words, we're building the plane as we fly it. I'd love us to create a guide on how that looks and feels. And also, we hope partnerships will work across the research journey. So building education and awareness of how consumer involvement can really impact research across the CIRA Group. Our researchers are always eager to learn about the valuable ways our consumer partners can contribute to their research. I'm also keen to develop with you resources and education materials for both consumers and researchers to help support them on their partnership journey. Please reach out to me if you are interested in being involved in developing these materials, and I'll provide my email address at the end of this audio file. We've called this newsletter the Partnership Post, but it is your program and your newsletter. So if you like the name, please let me know, or indeed if you have other suggestions or good ideas on what this newsletter can be called, please let me know. There's also been some feedback regarding the name and term consumer. Some people may prefer the term lived experience advisor or lived experience collaborator. So again, please let me know what your thoughts are on what we call our group and what we actually call ourselves. All feedback will be welcome. Now I'll just cover some of the upcoming events and then I'll narrate the three stories that are featured in our newsletter. The first event is open to members who reside in Melbourne, Victoria. Vision Australia is hosting an Inherited Retinal Disease Patient and Family Day, and this is coming up on Saturday, the 25th of October from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event offers a unique opportunity to learn about the latest developments in inherited retinal disease research, including cutting-edge treatments, clinical trials, and the future of gene and cell therapies. To register, please click the link presented in the newsletter or contact me directly if you require assistance. The other events I'd like to flag are the information sessions that will be hosted by the CIRA Group in November. These information sessions will highlight some of the research that we do and encourage discussion on how we can actually involve consumers in more of our research. We are hosting an online session on Monday, the 10th of November at 1 p.m. and an in-person session on Wednesday, the 12th of November at 10:30 a.m. To register, please reach out to me via the consumer program email address. And again, I'll provide this email address at the end of this audio file. Now, I'd just like to narrate the three stories that we feature in this newsletter. The first story introduces a consumer member, and the second and third stories introduce researchers at the CIRA Group. As part of their ongoing journey with CIRA, Carmel and David both regularly engage in our events and our research opportunities. Carmel has recently become a member of the consumer program at the CIRA Group and has expressed interest in helping develop the education materials for both consumers and researchers. Education has been an important part of Carmel's life, and she brings skills and expertise in this area to her consumer role within the Sierra Group. Carmel looks forward to providing feedback on research design, ensuring materials are accessible, and helping translate research findings into understandable content. We caught up with Carmel and David fairly recently, and they were telling us a bit more about how they are regular donors to Sierra. You can find a link to this article provided in the newsletter. The second story is about Associate Professor Rick Liu. Rick is the principal investigator of the Genetic Engineering Research Team. He leads work focusing on advanced gene therapy to improve eye treatments. You can find a link to this article provided in the newsletter. The third article is about Lisa and Lauren, researchers who work within Cerulea Clinical Trials team. They are leading a project looking at trialing the accuracy of a new tool to understand vision loss. The tool looks at measuring a person's ability to function in everyday life. The team are looking for volunteers to participate in this project, and if you are interested, please reach out to me and I can forward your details over to the team. Finally, we have just had our annual report published, and we offer an audio link to the file, as well as a link to download a copy of the annual report. The audio file for this annual review is about 60 minutes long. So thank you so much for putting up your hand to be a member of our consumer program. I really look forward to working with you all. If you'd like to get in touch, please email me on this address, which is consumerprogram, all one word, at cera.org.au, or phone 03 99 59 0113. And the best days to catch me are Monday, Tuesday and Wednesdays between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Thank you once again.